Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. There's an anecdote about Handel that once, while reminiscing on his youthful compositions, he remarked, "I wrote like the devil in those days, and chiefly for the oboe, which was my favorite instrument." Well, who knows if Handel ever really said that, or if it's just a good story that gives oboists bragging rights. But whether or not Handel had a favorite instrument, he showed his affinity for the oboe in the many good pieces he composed for it, including concertos, sonatas, and obbligato parts in his operas and vocal works. The Batzdorfer Hofkapelle and oboist Zinio Löffler sampled these multiple genres of Handel's oboe works on a 2015 accent release. The recording opens with Handel's Oboe Concerto in G minor. The Handel catalog of works actually lists three oboe concertos in all, but some hold the authorship of the other two to be somewhat suspect. At any rate, Handel's G minor oboe concerto is probably one of his earlier works, composed while in Hamburg before he left for Italy and England. Even if you don't know this concerto, there's a good chance it will sound familiar. Handel must have liked what he wrote because he reused bits from the oboe concerto in several other pieces, including a trio sonata and concerto grosso and an organ concerto. Here's some of that familiar theme. There's another concerto on this CD, a double concerto for oboe and bassoon. The recording lists the work as HWV Diest, meaning that the piece is not actually in the Handel catalog of works. Could this oboe bassoon concerto be by Handel? Maybe, but probably not. It was more likely composed by the Dresden composer Reichenauer. In terms of Handel's oboe music, this piece is neither here nor there, but nevertheless is worth mentioning as it's been recorded here for the first time by the Batzdorfer Hofkapelle. This recording also delves into Handel's chamber music repertory with the C minor oboe sonata and Handel's B-flat trio sonata, Opus 2, No. 3. The trio sonata was probably composed in 1717 or 1718, because in 1719, Dresden court oboist and later Frederick the Great's flute teacher, Johann Joachim Quantz, copied this sonata during Handel's visit to Dresden that year. We heard some of the opening movement of the B-flat trio sonata here in a version for oboe and violin. It's in Handel's vocal music, though, where we often hear the oboe front and center. Soprano Marie Federica Schoda joins the ensemble for several oboe obbligato arias from Almira and Tezio, as well as the lovely Qui laugel da pianta in pianta from Handel's 1708 cantata Acci Galatea e Polifemo. Here, the oboe and violin join with the soprano in a depiction of a bird's flight of fancy. There's lots more to hear on this program of music for what was allegedly Handel's favorite instrument. If this recording has piqued your interest, you can find out more about it on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.